Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not... No, that's not...
Wait.
That's true, you do got me. Get over here, Marcos.
They don't want this!
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had a hitter with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stills on the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about the motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Just like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the peak. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cuties can be, you can watch this YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Hope everybody's doing well out there. Look, I know everybody hates when we start the show with traffic because, like, who wants to hear about that on a sports show? But woof, it was a crazy one out there today. So, for those who are watching on our stream, you guys will see I'm running the board on the mic right now, old school, doing this solo. I'm always scared when I'm on this thing because I feel like I'm going to, like, make it explode or something like that. I haven't touched a board in a long time. But everybody will be here. Well, Frog Boy's not here. He skipped out on today because he's basically a part-timer now. So go to hell, Frog Boy, and get your foot fixed. Vlad will be here shortly. And by the way, I was like, oh, who's in? He's like, Vlad. I'm like, really? After the Knicks go up 2-0, that's what I have to hear? I have to hear him. He's going to come in here saying orange and blue skies, and I'm going to want to throw up. Because I am at a real conundrum right now, okay? The Heat, they stink. I'm waiting for Pat Riley to speak tomorrow. We'll get to that later on in the show, okay? But one of the things that I do enjoy about the playoffs is I can then flip on to petty mode, and I can get into petty watching very, very quickly. It's like a superpower. And I am taking great delight in the Boston Celtics being exposed as the frauds they are because they got a cakewalk bull bleep run to the title last year. No Jimmy, no Halliburton, no Spida. And that's all it took for them to finally get the red carpet rolled out for them to win a championship. And so I really, really hate that team. I really, really hate their fan base. And if this is the closing of their era, I suppose that is going to be beneficial for everybody. But on the other end of it, I'm having the New York Knicks do the dirty work, and that just comes with a level of obnoxious I am not fond of. Now, I said this the other day, and it was on recording. I do find Jalen Brunson to be very likable. I think their team is likable. Even Sneaky have grown respect for Tibbs, even with the old Heat Bulls rivalries back in the day. But yes, you are left with this mess of it is the Knicks are now 2 wins away from the Eastern Conference Finals, and that is also annoying on top of the fact, even with it coming with the consolation prize of it may be over for the Celtics, which I don't know if it's going to be over. I mean, they could go out there tomorrow and they could hit 53s. I was actually sneakily happy yesterday because I didn't watch the game. I was just watching the score. I was doing some recordings last night, and I was kind of happy just to see a home team blow somebody out. I was like, oh, good. Normalcy has returned. The balance has returned in the NBA when you watch the Thunder just absolutely RKO the Denver Nuggets, and I was like, good. I just need something. All right, we don't really need to talk about that. They're a good team. They're not also on the verge of collapse because this really has been one of the drunkest playoffs of all time. But, the Knicks fans are rightfully peacocking right now because Jason Tatum is not that guy. He hasn't been that guy. And this is where I'm going to have my elixir on it, because Tatum is not that guy. He hasn't been that guy. And you want to know something? I really wouldn't have a problem with him not being that guy if not for the nonstop badgering of us making us acknowledge him being that guy. I've never seen a star like this. It's really crazy because he is very obviously talented at basketball. Okay, he looks, if you could create a basketball player in a lab, it would probably be in the year 2025, somebody who was like Jason Tatum. The length, the athleticism, everything that he brings. But he has the personality of a pencil. Nobody thinks he's cool. And they have tried to make this guy a thing for the last 6 years. And even last year, when they were able to get all the way, he was like the fourth most important Celtic. He wasn't the MVP. And then we had to deal with the summer of Tatum, where this guy had the audacity, and may I say the audacity, to bring the Larry O'Brien trophy to Miami for whatever reason. And he decided to have his own little personal party down here. And so that happens. Nobody thinks it's cool. He then goes to the Olympics. And for some reason, this guy was treated like somebody on a Little League team, like it was his birthright to play in the Olympics. Nobody wanted him to play. They didn't need him. And when he played, he stunk. And they were like, here comes season of revenge for Jason Tatum. Weren't even the one seed this year. And now to see him fall on his face, it does bring me a little bit of joy. It does bring me a little bit of joy. So I will take my comforts in that. That is what I will take away from that. It's like I'm leaving with something, and what I'm leaving right now with is Jason Tatum slander, because you're not that guy, pal. You're not. It's fine. You're talented. You're one of the better basketball players in the league. But we're not going to bow down to you. We're not going to write memoirs about you. We're not going to sit here and coach you with the legends, because that stuff just happens organically. It can't be forced. And that's what they've tried to do with this guy the entire time. Everybody in the media, that little ringer contingent that just hogs awards and brainwashes people, that's what happens. And so Jason Tatum falling on his face left and right is very enjoyable for me. I'm not gonna act here like it's not. I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying his failures. Maybe that makes you sound like a sore loser. Guess what, dude? I am. I'm the sorest of losers and proud of it. Good. So the fact that he wants to sit here and fall over his face and get bottled up by Mikal Bridges every single night is quite enjoyable for me. Leroy's getting set up over there. We're figuring things out. We have him logged in? He's very proud when he figures out his password on one try. Hello, Leroy.
Hold on.
Wait, he's got to get his headphones on because he can't hear me. He's got to get his headphones on so he can hear me. So anyway, I'll do a sponsor while he gets gathered with himself. But the headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose over 500 new Kia miles in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. No more gum, dude. The radio show started. Let's get rid of that. So, yes, the Knicks take a 2-0 series lead. Jalen Brunson, clutch free throws. They go up 91-90. Bridges blocks Tatum. Late last night, the Thunder smoked the Nuggets in Game 2. They win 149-106. That series now tied at one apiece. And tonight, the Golden State Warriors will take on the Timberwolves in Game 2 of that series. No Steph Curry. He's going to be out probably for at least the next three games if he's coming back at this series at all. Apparently, he was in tears.
Let me tell you something. Grade 1, that's a nice way of saying he has a tear.
Yeesh.
I don't know what the hell people, they put these names on it.
Mm-hmm.
The people say, oh, he's got a strain. No, dude. Grade 1 is like, now I get confused. So let me say this. Is grade 1 the most serious or is grade 3 the most serious?
Grade 1 is the least serious. I think the higher the number,
but
the worse it is.
Anytime you have a sprain, it's a level tear. So let's put it out there.
Yeah, it didn't look good. It didn't look good. And he was apparently in tears after this. It's the first time he's ever had a muscle strain.
And keep in mind, he's a guy. He can't play like the point guard he can't play like the point guard from Boston who's laboring out there, but he can still do something. Steph is constantly moving.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that's going to play out, but if people think, oh, he's just going to be out till next week, don't kid yourself.
Meanwhile, the Marlins, they lost 2 out of 3. They fall to the Dodgers last night. They're off today. They open up a 3-game set with the White Sox. They got the Southside-North Side series is coming up for them. Pat Riley, it was announced yesterday, he's going to address the media at 1 o'clock.
Know why I'm happy?
Why's that?
You can't be there.
What do you mean I can't be there? I'm going.
Are you?
Yep. Ooh. I'm going, baby. What do you mean I'm not going to be there? We do this every year. It's always at the same time during our show. I like that you have a great recollection of what happens.
Yesterday is yesterday.
Huh? Please spit out the gum. You're on a radio show. Act like a professional.
I just got here.
Dude, it's like, what are you doing? You've been doing this for nearly a decade, if not more.
How long have I been here? 2 seconds. And relax.
All right.
Don't lash out because traffic was bad.
I'm not lashing out.
It was horrible.
It was horrible.
By the way, Second Ave, right here in front of our building.
Yeah.
It's backed up all the way to 103rd.
That's why I use Waze. Today was my first day. I know that.
It doesn't matter once you get near the building.
It does matter.
Well,
it does
matter. There's no other way of going because all the side streets are backed up too.
You used a sneaky street.
I did.
Nope.
I went down North Miami. Usually I go down North Miami and come across. Whoop. I saw traffic. Right? I'm like, what is going on? So I went all the way to the back of the traffic.
Yep.
And then took a side street and went left. And went down 2nd Ave. When I got to 2nd Ave, it was backed up the same way. So all of the side streets are backed up.
Bum.
Okay.
Bum.
And by the way.
Bum.
Joe Rose, stop using the Golden Glades, dude. What the hell's wrong with you? You know there's the back way. You live right next door to me. And you still go that route, Golden Glades? You don't use Golden Glades unless you have to.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, dude. But anyway, we got to get into the big thing, which was the Panthers last night. Goodness. They fall to the Toronto Maple Leafs. We'll take a break. Get into that on the other side. Back after this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Have you downloaded the free Odyssey app and made WQAM your favorite station? Do it. Listen to us live or on demand and use the rewind feature to go back and listen to any part of any shows you might have missed.
Oh, oh, honey, got me hooked on you.
I like that. Welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program.
This was the So-So Def album. Where she did it with Jermaine Dupri.
Vlad just got here. Traffic is a mother bleeper. Settle down, man. Get your stuff together. You know, I don't need you.
You didn't say that for me.
No, all I wanted you to do was try. Dude, listen.
I had to settle down.
Okay. But also, spit out your gum. Like, that's all I wanted you to do. Spit it out.
Listen, you know me well enough. What do you think my first thought was when I came in here?
Mm-hmm.
Password, dude. Password.
You know. Like you, but you do the password now. You're doing it twice a week at least.
I was doing it twice a week before.
You're figuring it out.
Here's what happens. It's Tuesday. It's not Thursday. It's Tuesday when I'm home for 4 days, and then I come in, and I'm like, yikes, password. Especially right after I have to change it.
Yeah, that's always tough. So the Panthers lost.
First of all, I don't normally get upset about hockey because I'm not real clear on the rules all the time. So I'm not going to be one of those stupid fans that reacts to something without fully understanding. So sometimes I remain calm. But I do get mad at a couple of things. One, is it me or the Panthers always seem to get caught in an odd man rush or give up a shorty, which is the same as an odd man rush to me?
Yeah, it happens. I mean, they play a very aggressive style.
Okay, so that and so from that standpoint, that's normal.
Which is why there's not a lot of shot tolls on Bob, and he's going to have to come up with a couple of key ones.
Great
and
saves.
I think everybody's been like,
Bob's got to play better.
He does have to play better, but I would say you know, it's been like half on him, half on the defense. Like,
right.
They put themselves in bad positions. But the thing that's – I got to be honest with you, if I could call somebody out here, it's the Panthers fans. And I don't know if I'm like in a social media echo chamber, but I just feel like they're acting so, so soft after a couple of losses.
Right.
First of all, these haven't been they got off to a really bad start, but these haven't been blowouts. They've had one awful period. They've had one awful period. Wall yesterday, amazing third period by him.
Oh my goodness.
Give credit to the Maple Leafs. I don't know if you guys know this. They won the division. So it's not like you're taking on a wild card team here. You're taking on a really good team. And yeah. They out physicaled the Panthers last night. They took the game to the Panthers last night. They played tremendous.
My second point, like it.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead.
No. Finish. No, do tell. No, do tell. No. What's your second point?
What in the Sam hell is embellishment?
It's like flopping.
Can you flop with your face up against
the
glass?
Well, that's why everybody thought that was a stupid call. It was an unbelievably atrocious call by them.
Like it's like somebody having a tap out, and then the guy goes, "Stop faking it."
Yes. Yeah, they basically said he was faking it.
Right, and so I'm not.
Which Rodriguez is not a faker. He's not going to do that.
The other reasons are the reasons why they lost, but you can't tell me there was a chance if the Panthers would win up on a power play. Because they did score in 5 seconds on the power play.
I felt, you know, that was a little bit of a thing noticeable because they really did start off once again, like, getting a lot of penalties. And I almost wonder if that took a little bit of the gas out of them from their aggressiveness. I just didn't feel like they had that enforcement like they typically did. Now, I think Toronto had a part of that for sure. But I thought after the frustration of how many penalties they've had to kill, and their penalty kill had been good, but it finally kind of bit them in the ass. I just didn't think that we saw them play with that same ferocity in this game.
Here's the other thing, though. And here's why in games like this, you have to be fair about your calls. Because if you call the physical play against one team and they go docile, and the other team stays physical, you've now given them an
advantage.
That's
the game, though. That's the game. That happens in every sport.
Really?
Why do you think coaches bitch about calls all the time?
Like, right. I got you.
It absolutely does.
Especially for the Panthers. Like, let them play or let's have a penalty fest.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. Like, yeah, there have been some roughings, but there's been some dumb trippings, too. I mean, yeah. Kulikov sent one, you know, delay a game that he sent into the seats. Like, Kulikov, dude, what are you doing? Like, two last night? Come on, man. The one guy who I did think it got to last night, though, because I thought he was a ghost and he's never a ghost, And I wonder if all of this got to him. I thought Bennett was like non-impactful. Like, and that's very rare.
He went mush. He went soft.
I just think it's
cautious.
I don't think we.
Let's put it that way. He went cautious.
I don't think we realize what it was because you got to remember this guy's from there, and I don't think we realize, and I don't think we have a grasp on how pissed off people were. We saw the people what they were doing to his puppy channel.
Right.
Like, I don't know what was going on around town with all of that. Like, he says he wants to be the bad guy, but when you're
actually the bad guy, you don't.
I wonder if that took a little steam out of him, too. And then, this is the thing everybody's really worried about, but I also don't know really a gauge on this, is Tkachuk. And that...
How hurt is he?
But this is the thing with Tkachuk that I can't really tell. You know, Tkachuk's a little bit of a bait and switcher. Like, every once in a while, he just goes through lulls, and you're just like... Where's Tkachuk? And then there'll be two games where he scores four goals.
Yeah, you can't score three goals in the first three games of the playoffs, and everybody's going like, oh, Tkachuk is back, and then all of a sudden now he's not.
But I also don't know if like I don't know if there's wear down. Like, how did he come back? Because that kind of happened in the Four Nations, you know. And so I will acknowledge he doesn't look as speedy. He looked like he was laboring last night for sure. But also, I know that he can kind of, he's a strange player in that his hot runs are like typhoons, and then like you can kind of go away for a little bit because he does a lot of that stuff of being in the right place at the right time, those Yanks plays, and yeah, just wasn't there last night. But the thing I want to say is, look, you're really not going to give this team the benefit of the doubt to come back?
No.
Because I feel like a lot of...
I just watched the Stanley Cup Finals where a team came back and... Down 3-0, yeah. Went to game 7. I'm definitely not worried.
Under Paul Maurice, they've not been in the situation of being down two games. They didn't do it all last year. They haven't been down since the final against Vegas, which they were banged up. And the one before that, they, of course, had the incredible comeback against Boston. But, yeah, they didn't lose. If these were games in their own building they lost, okay, I could understand. You'd be frustrated. Then you had to go to Toronto. With a hostile environment. Dude, you lost in Toronto. Very close game yesterday. They always had a response to you. Cats got out to a good start. I'm going to give Champion the benefit of the doubt. Like, yeah. I feel like they deserve that. And everybody's like, Bob is washed. Tkachuk's too brill. Only Marchand stepping up for us. There's Rhino. Well, Verhaeghe. I'm going to...
But guess what?
Swaggy.
Guess what?
Don't make me do it.
You know where they get that from.
What's that?
You.
No.
Because you'll be quick to throw somebody to the yotes after a couple of games.
Not this team.
You did it last year. What?
Dude, well, he was
slumping. Wait.
He was slumping.
Wait.
He deserved it.
Did you or did you not send somebody to the yotes last year?
I really want you to stop doing this because words are important. I threatened to send him to the yotes if he did not get it together, which he did. You're welcome.
Vlad, do you see why this is difficult sometimes? Because he throws a word
in there. Nothing's difficult for him today.
No, if me. You throw something in there. You throw a word or two in there.
Words matter.
So it gives you, so you can get out of
words matter.
No, listen. A word missing or a word included does matter. So if he did say he threatened, he's threatening. He's not actually doing.
Yep.
He's threatening.
Yep, exactly.
But he is the sorcerer with words, man. He is a wizard with words.
He's a sorcerer.
I don't deny that. We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. We're back after this.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide.
Vlad, I wish he had made more music, man.
I think everybody does, but you know.
You know where I first saw her? Sister Act.
Yeah.
Remember, she was in the movie Sister Act.
Yep. Is it Sister Act 2? No,
Sister Act 2.
Yeah, Sister Act 2, she was in it.
Yeah. But, yeah, I wish, like, even when she got to the Fugees and then went solo, I'm like, oh, she about to blow up. You can listen to every song on this album.
Yeah, that was like the women's dissertation of how to break up with a man.
Yep.
Let's get to the road to repeat here, brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
Panthers lose last night. They're down 0-2 in the series. Let's hear from the man who is the mastermind behind your Cats and see what Paul Maurice had to say last night after the Cats went down.
Well, Paul, obviously your team's seen it all and done it all in the playoffs the last couple of years. How much is that experience going to help as you head home now down 0-2?
Well, I think you have to understand your game. We didn't love our game one, but we liked our game here tonight. So come out on the road, we lost 2-1 goal games and get to go back home now.
Paul, did you get any explanation on the Rodriguez embellishment penalty? I'm not sure I've seen that call when a guy goes to the room.
No, I didn't.
Paul, odd man rushes, got the better of you guys a couple of times. Just what did you see defensively on a few of those lapses and just how you clean that up?
I thought we were late in the first game on some of those, but we had control of the puck on both of them off that transition. That's where you'd like to be able to hang on to it a little bit more, perhaps.
How would you assess Sergei's performance in this series so far?
Didn't love his first game, I thought, up until the fourth one. He was. I don't look at him for any of the first three. Haven't given up a tremendous a lot tonight, but the danger on the rush is significant. So goalie's going to be fine.
Paul, how much do you lean on the experience of your veteran guys who've been through these types of situations now and again over the last couple of years?
Well, you have to know your game. We talk about that an awful lot. There'll be lots of stuff that we like about our game that we think we can improve on and do more with. So we'll take a look at it and get better.
Might be some people look at an 0-2 hole and say, well, a lot of hockey the last 2 years, but you had a break for the playoffs, had a break between rounds. Yeah, well, I don't.
We haven't used that. I don't know. Today was seventh game in about 3 weeks. Like, it's half the schedule that we like to have. It's half the schedule that we're used to playing coming into the playoffs. So that's not an issue for us.
All right, there you go. Paul Maurice after yesterday's loss.
Win or lose, one of the things I appreciate, that's how he handles the presser.
Yeah. Never gets too high, never gets too low on it.
He had a good line.
What is that?
He sounds like a somber Ernie Johnson.
Kind of looks like a somber Ernie Johnson.
He does kind of look like, in fact, you know, we're watching it right now, and he's on right now. I'm like, he has a point.
Ernie Johnson's less jovial brother.
You see him doing the night at the Roxbury last night?
No, I
didn't. With the head movement?
Yeah, and I'm like, Chuck can't do that. His head might fall off.
Yeah, look, I think that the Cats will be fine. I really do. I think this is you get back into that barn, I think you're going to have a fired-up crowd. I think they're going to be in a much better place. Not worried about Sergei. That last one, yeah, the fourth one was a rough one. It was a weird goal, too. Like, it bounced off the wall, and then it hit the top post. Like, he never saw it. He's got to stop that for sure.
What about the one goal? Was that this past game? Yeah, it bounced and then went underneath his arm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yikes. What do you do? Sometimes these things happen, you know?
Catlord says 4-goal Bob is back. Technically, by the numbers, he has been back to 4-goal Bob, but he's a champion now. And if you guys are going to be rats off a ship, you can go to hell.
Well, wait, can I just say this? Calling Bob 4-goal Bob doesn't mean I'm rats off a ship. It just means that he's 4 goals a game.
Well, so you're back to calling him.
No, I didn't. I'm explaining it to the reason why people say 4-goal Bob. They just look at the results.
I get a sense of what you're doing.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
So that means.
Listen, first of all, I'm a realist. I'm not the fanboy.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the first thing I said was, hell, I just watched them give a 3-0 lead up. I'm not going to give them a chance being down 2-0. No, I'm not doing that.
Is that what is that a comparable situation to you? I mean,
we've seen it on the other side. So you're telling me your team can't do it?
Well, I've seen them do it. I saw them do it against Boston a couple of years
ago.
They were down 3-1.
Right, and then it happened to them.
Mm-hmm.
So, like,
Well, there's no doubt that seven was like, you're going to be on the, not only a championship on the line, but the brink of infamy.
Right.
Being the, the first team to do that in the Stanley Cup.
Absolutely. But still, I'm just like, hey, relax. I was a little, I think I was madder last, you know what I mean? Because it went from offensive advantage to defensive disadvantage so quickly. And that, like, if you're a fan watching a game, that angst is unbelievable because you are putting a lot of pressure on your goalie. But, yeah, I thought, like, they had more shots. It looked like they had more chances. And the goalie was good. I mean, their other goalie was really good.
Yeah, especially in the third period. Wall was really good. That stop that he had on Sam Miskevich, I thought Samo was going to put that one home. But he was right there. And then, you know, the dive block in the crease that was that by Toronto. Like, they were just, yeah, they just, they had that extra pep in their step yesterday.
It's like you get, when you get, so when you, you see somebody else make a great play, it kind of empowers you. Okay, now I got to contribute. And then it just looked like it matriculated through the whole team. And everybody was diving for pucks. Everybody was jumping in front of shots. And no.
Is that what matriculated is?
Yeah, gradually.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
I'm just asking. Dude, I wasn't saying you're wrong. I was just asking a question.
No.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I wasn't saying you were wrong.
Yeah, Leroy, you did say bark down a tree. So, you know, people need to listen to you.
I was just asking a question. I'm not saying you're wrong. I was just asking a question. I haven't seen you. You haven't taken that one out of the holster ever, I think. So I was just curious. That's all. Not saying you're wrong, baby.
Mm-hmm. That's not what it means.
No, I don't think it is it? Do you want to tell us what it means?
No.
Okay, fair enough.
Because.
Minus one.
You're way off, huh?
And it's not a good week for you, huh, Leroy? You barked up the wrong tree this time.
Okay, there it is. No, that means, look, a single person can matriculate into an entirely new territory.
Yeah. Well, it's our territory now. NMB says.
Oh, here. Okay. So, I'm not wrong about how I've heard matriculate. But where I got my information from was wrong too. So here's how I heard matriculate. So if you're a Saints fan, there's a coach, Hank Stram.
Oh, Hank Stram.
Yeah. Yeah, he won a championship with Kansas City.
Okay.
And in general, the use of matriculate is most commonly means to enroll in university.
Oh, when he said
but football coach Hank Stram, for reasons that not fully known,
down the field,
used the word in a highly figurative manner and matriculate the ball down the field.
Yeah, that's
what and it has stuck ever since.
No, no, that's so everybody that's has. Everybody's done from, that. Right? No, no, you're right. You're right. You're right. Absolutely right.
So I'm wrong, but I'm not wrong because I'm using it wrong. I'm wrong because where I got it from was wrong.
You took it from OG Ed Orgeron? Like, is that what you're telling
yeah,
me?
No, but no.
Everybody knows that same from Hank Stram.
No, it is. That's what I said.
I've never heard of Hank Stram. I don't know who Hank Stram is. Okay. Well,
because I finished it for you when you were like, yes. I got it from Hank Stram. I was like, oh, matriculate down the field.
So when I'm saying a rush.
No, I got you.
Right.
I got you. No, I know.
So, I'm wrong.
But you must use Oxford.
But I'm wrong because I always thought that where I heard the word was used correctly.
And nobody questioned, like,
nobody
corrected
him. Nobody questioned it ever.
Yeah. It's a famous quote.
It's a famous saying.
It's a famous saying.
Yes.
It's his famous saying.
Hold on. I can pull it up.
No. I think we spent enough time on it. I think we spent enough time on it. You came in with your OG Saints coach who said this. That's cool.
I'm still giving you a minus one, Leroy, but I understand where you're.
Look, it comes up. Hank Stram matriculate. Here you go.
Okay.
I got it for you.
You know the Browns coach also said that nobody stretched at Normandy. You know, like you're going with a football coach here.
What do you mean?
People are texting me. Come on, you have to know Hank Stram.
Who's texting
everybody?
You?
Seth.
Well, you're young. You're not going to know who Hank Stram
is. I'm just saying.
Hank Stram.
But no. I got it right here.
Yeah.
I got it right here. It's a famous thing.
He's right. You know what?
You can give me a minus one.
No, I gave
but
you.
But you can't give me a minus one from where.
Yes.
Now, I will also say this.
I'm happy you cited your source.
You ready?
Sure.
It's 52 years ago. But think about it.
How dare I not know?
No. I'm telling you, when they show NFL films, and they show old NFL films, when they talk about Hank Stram, they always mention it.
No, I don't know, Tobin. You might have been young before the Sports Illustrated NFL films and all of that, like the bloopers and all of that.
I mean, I've watched, NFL films and ESPN Classic.
That's always in those videos, in those blooper reels and everything. You're going to hear him saying that.
Yes.
It's like... it goes there with Lombardi going, "What's going on out there?" Like,
what the hell is going on out here?
That then the next famous saying is Hank Stram saying, "We
got to matriculate the ball down the field."
You know what? I'll say fine. You have it.
No, it's a minus one.
I got my minus one.
But his
I
source.
Ate my minus one.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get some bad information, nobody's ever corrected Hank Stram. In the history of life.
Is he still with us?
I doubt it.
That was 52 years ago. He was a coach then.
He might be 100 now.
Well, we should find out. I mean, I don't want to, you know, if he is still with us, maybe we can get him on the show.
You have to be an ass.
He's been, July 4th, going to make it 20 years since he.
Really?
He's passed away.
Well, he's matriculated by the earth.
He was born in 1923, bro. This guy would be 102 right now.
What?
Come on, man.
You're the worst.
Oh, no.
Wait.
Hank Stram's no longer with us.
Yeah, he can't matriculate down the field now.
I remember when he was the coach for Kansas City, then he came to the Saints. And then he went to, coach Houston? But, yeah.
All right. We'll take a break. Our Tua is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.